proposition. Quitting school and going to work and never going fishing. Water all around, I never learn how to swim now. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help you with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. At the swinging party down the line. Around the lamp, say there'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong is what you want, then I need help you with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. At the swinging party down the
Hey, this is Zug Von Rock from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night
you're... Hi friends, you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Pack up the sun and sweep away the stars and hang a veil over the moon. The cars are parked and the bells are ringing out. Just never thought you'd leave so soon. But those white roses are growing round the houses that you buried under the arches all your life. Will you beg my forgiveness? Will you be my only witness to this bird in flight? Over those white, white roses.
But those white roses are growing around the houses that you buried under the arches all your life. Will you beg my forgiveness? Will you be my only witness to this bird?
Was White Roses by Flight and The Staves. Hi, everybody. You guys are listening to, like I said earlier, but I'm going to say it again, WMUC FM College Park. My name is Osher, and this is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show that comes on every Wednesday at 7 from here on out because this is my last semester. Ah, it's so sad. I'm so sad. But I'm also really glad. Because it's just like a full circle moment. I feel good. I feel happy. It just feels like the time has gone so freaking fast. The time always goes so fast when I'm sitting here, for the hour that I'm here, but like, I don't know. It's just like the senior and everything is just, I feel like I just got here. I literally recall the conversation like it was yesterday that I had with my roommate when I was like, I feel like I should do something with the radio station. And she was like, oh yeah, you should go do it. Like, just try it. And I was like, okay. And then I went out for a radio show. And then like 4 years later, which is insane that it's actually been 4 years. Time flies when you're having a really good time. So let me tell you a little bit about what this show is. This is the show, like I said this, I'm sorry. This is a show where I talk about music videos, but because I'm really obsessed with them, I love talking about music videos. And I try to pick a different artist to talk about for each show. And I've talked about a lot of different people in the past. The last people that I talked about before I left for winter break was, the last real like artist that I centered on, because I tend to like do groups of artists at a time sometimes. But the last artist that I really focused on was Demi Lovato. And then before that, I also did D'Angelo because that was after his passing, and Selena Gomez, a little bit of Tyler, the Creator, some Kelly Clarkson. So I bounce around. You know, we have a good time in here. We have fun. Today, I am very excited to be doing someone that I've wanted to do for a really long time, but I was scared to do them because of what I call the Britney Spears incident. And basically what that is I did Britney Spears once, and it was so bad because I didn't prepare for her. And it was because she was such a big artist. And it's like, how are you going to screw up such a huge artist, you complete loser? So I didn't want to do that again. And I'm trying to get out of that fear and not let that fear run my life, because this is an artist that has been discussed a little bit recently, especially with the Grammys that just happened. You know what? Let me stick with my one thought. I was about to go on a tangent, but I need to stick with one thought because I guess it confuses you guys. This artist is Justin Bieber, without further ado. So many music videos to talk about. There's so much to get into, and I'm just going to do my best to do it in this little like 50-minute period that I have left. I obviously can't talk about every single music video, but what I am going to talk about are the music videos that I think are the most important, or at least my favorite ones. And we're going to move throughout his career as an artist, his how do I put this? His discovery as a human being, because we know that Justin Bieber has changed a lot, like just as a person, and he's grown over time. So it's just like, who is Justin as we're watching these music videos, and how has he changed as a person as we're listening to his music as a whole? So I'm really excited to be able to figure this out. I'm also just going to like talk about my favorite music videos, because I'm like, why would I come in here and play music and listen to music and watch music videos that like I don't want to hear? Like, some music videos are very important to an artist's career, but I just really don't want to talk about them, so I won't play them, if that's the case. Like, for instance, I feel like No Brainer was something that was kind of a pivotal moment in Justin Bieber's music video career, but I don't want to talk about No Brainer because I refuse to come in here and play DJ Khaled. So we are going to just talk about the ones that I want to hear most of all. And, I mean, what other way to start things off than the music video of all music videos, the Justin Bieber of all Justin Biebers. This is Baby by Justin Bieber featuring Ludacris.
Came between us, no could ever come above. She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. Woo! She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
baby, baby.
That was Baby by Justin Bieber, and we're talking about Justin Bieber and his music videos until 8 o'clock today. Oh, I just did something that I shouldn't have done. I just, like, deleted the tab for the music video that I needed to talk about, which was so stupid because, like, I obviously need to look at that. Okay, I have to admit something. This is probably my first time watching the Baby music video all the way through, just like paying attention. I think like it's just one of those videos that everyone knows, but I kind of don't take the time to. I haven't taken the time to just sit and watch it, just because like it's not a movie, you know. Like there's no reason to. But that doesn't make it a bad music video. I like this music video. It reinforces my theory about music, where I feel like you have to listen to it loud or you just shouldn't listen to it at all. It's just this thought that I had. It's this feeling that I have also for house music, where a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like house music. And I'm like, you do. You just don't know it yet. You do. You're not listening to it loud enough. You have to turn it all the way up and you have to feel like the bass in your throat. And then you're gonna like house music, trust me. You're just not listening to Baby loud enough. You have to listen to Justin Bieber much louder. And now that I'm listening to it right here, it's like, wow, the bass is bumping. And little Justin was busting a move in the music video. So I'm gonna describe it. We're gonna walk through it for anybody who hasn't seen it. But it's like, if you haven't seen it, you've really just been living under a rock for the past, what? How old is this video? This is 15 years old. This video came out in 2010. I think this also just adds to the fact that Justin Bieber became famous off of YouTube. Like, his whole digital record, his whole record of, like, music history is on the internet. Oh my gosh. I just, like, started talking out of my throat. Yeah, his whole record of an identity is just on the internet. He was someone who blew up on the internet. And that's also another video that I really want to get into, that I'm going to be talking about afterwards, which is the video with Shawn Mendes. Because I feel like that's an important video in who he is. But anyways, let's talk about Baby. Let's talk about Ludacris. Let's talk about Justin Bieber. So what essentially happens in this video is it takes place in a bowling alley. There's nothing like a 2010s music video taking place in a bowling alley. Something that I also thought was kind of interesting about this video is that it seems like there's a different age group of people, or like, I'm confused on how old Justin's friends are exactly. I'm looking at this crowd of people in the bowling alley, and it's all different age groups. I mean, Justin has a friend who looks like he's 40, and then he's also hitting on this girl who looks like she's like 12, and that makes sense because he was young here, obviously. But I'm just like, I'm kind of confused by the crowd of people. It just seemed like they needed extras, and they kind of didn't have enough money yet because Justin hadn't blown up yet. And they were just like, everybody, friends, cousins, just like, move in. So everybody's in this video, basically. Your aunt, your uncle, your daddy was home and you left, you know, like, they're all here. So the plot of the video, though, is that Justin is hitting on this girl in a bowling alley. And there's two theatrical things that are kind of going on here. The first is that there's one scene that's taking place in the bowling alley. And then the other thing is that Justin is singing to the camera, which is kind of something that we always see in music videos, where it's like there's a cut scene to singing and then there's a cut scene to like a plot that's going on. And in the singing cut scene, it's that iconic video where the camera is like spinning around him and he has like the city, the night skyline behind him, and he's like singing to the city about how much he loves this girl. And then again, we get back to the scene of him and this girl in the bowling alley. And it's so laid out like a play. Like the entire time, Justin and his stupid little bowl cut are walking around and he's hitting on this girl and she's like pushing him away and stuff. And she's like, boy, I don't want to talk to you, you know, that kind of thing. She has this bang going over her whole eye. It was the bang moment. I'm here for it. I'm living for it. The style of the entire music video is just so peak, like right as we were getting into 2010. I want to say like it's not 2000s, but it's also not 2010 style. What this style is right on the cusp. It is that 2010 cornball-esque style. I just realized Drake is in this video. Is that Drake? Was that Drake? That is Drake. That's what I said. I talked about how this video has like people from all different age levels in it. Weird. I didn't know Drake was in this video. It also says that part is the most replayed. It looks like everybody noticed that was Drake and they were all like, what the? And went back to see if it was Drake. Okay. So as this video goes on, they kind of break into a dance scene, which I respect. Something that we clearly needed for a Justin Bieber music video. What is a Justin Bieber video without a dance scene? He has to, like, him in his little purple shoes, his My World shoes. Ah! This was such an era. It was, you know, it was just such an era. We all were having so much fun. And that's another thing that I really appreciate about this video. Have you ever seen that photo of Zac Efron where he's like kicking up his heels in the air and they're like, what is he doing to be having that much fun? He was just catching a vibe. Like, people don't know how to catch a vibe anymore. This whole video is just, everybody's catching a vibe. They're hitting that Soulja Boy swag on the floor. I don't know how else to describe this. Like, imagine you were having fun in 2010 and you just hit every single move that you could possibly think of. There's this part where, like, Justin, he does this dance move where it's like he's rolling his arms. You know what that dance move is, where you're like rolling your arms around your you're rolling your hands around each other. And I was like, why? Why did they need to add that move? But I guess he just caught a vibe. Like, he was just having fun. I think he was just a little boy that liked to dance, and that's all we see in this music video. Ludacris was there. I don't know why he was there. Ludacris is always just putting his stamp on stuff. He's kind of like Timbaland in that sense. Like, Timbaland, well, actually, no, Timbaland's kind of different, because Timbaland will produce the song. He'll, like, be behind the entire thing. But Ludacris kind of just, like, comes into a song, and he's just like, Luda, all right, guy, we know you're here. You don't need to announce yourself like that. So what was another thing that I noticed in this video? Oh, there's also this one part where he, like, there's a pool table in the music video, and the girl is on the other side of the pool table, and Justin Bieber's on one side of the pool table, and he's like, how do I get from point A to point B? And basically what he does is he just rolls across the pool table, and it's in such a bad way, too. Like, he doesn't do it well. He, like, flops over the pool table so aggressively. I'm just surprised that they kept that in the video, because it was not clean whatsoever. But for some reason, I guess they thought that was, yeah, why not? I mean, he was having fun, and that's what I really enjoy about the music video. I should probably have looked up who directed it, but I'm already moving on to the next thing, because this is Justin Bieber o'clock. I mean, I'm going one after another. We're definitely going to figure out who directed this next music video, because once again, this is one that's so iconic. The other problem with this is, like, this is one of those videos where it does not align with the song, because the plot of the video is, like, more, this is actually more of a film, and that's actually what they called it. For some reason, they called it a film. I wouldn't consider it a film, but that's what they're calling this one. If you think about the mark that it left on the rest of us, I guess you could call it a film. It was a quintessential moment. I mean, I guess we're running back 2016 in 2026. I don't know how I feel about that, but this is What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber.
What do you mean? Saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you nod your head yes,
time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
That was What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber, and we're talking about Justin Bieber music videos until 8 o'clock today. Sorry, there's some music playing in the back. That's okay, though. It's good music. Where college radio is good radio and where college music is good music. Hope you like it, I guess. It kind of distracts me sometimes, but what are we gonna do about that? I had some thoughts outside of Justin Bieber, so like I'm gonna talk about the Justin Bieber music video and I'm gonna talk about the whole Justin Bieber thing, but I also had some thoughts that I really wanted to say once I ended up coming into the studio, and I wanted to make sure that I got those out. So I wrote them in my notes app on my phone, and now I'm going to be sharing them because they're very important to me. They're things that are related to music, but they're just thoughts. Okay, so first thought. I'm like, how do I segue into this? Because it's not related to Justin Bieber at all. These are just thoughts that were on my mind. Let's talk about the Grammys for like 2 seconds. Who won Best Music Video again? It was Doechii, right, for Anxiety. I can't actually say that I watched the Anxiety music video. I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm supposed to be watching that. It's like someone who covers music videos. It's kind of like, what are you doing? But I didn't watch the music video because I didn't really like the Anxiety song. A lot of people don't like the Anxiety song, so it was kind of hard for me to like want to watch that. But I don't know. I had some beef with the Grammys, and I had beef with the artists who won specifically. I feel like we have kind of lost the plot with music, and I'm just like, are artists really that good right now? Like, is this worth a Grammy? For instance, I really love Lola Young. I think she's fun. She's a vibe. She has a good time. I was supposed to go see her in at All Things Go, but that was right before she decided that she needed to take a break off music, and I'm like, okay, kudos, do your thing. But then she won the award for Messy. It was like for best pop solo or something like that, or solo artist. I don't know. Something along those lines. And Messy is not a Grammy award winning song. I will die on that hill. It's really not that good. It's a good song. I love it. I streamed the mess out of it. It was on my Spotify Wrapped, but it's nowhere near like a Grammy winning song. And that's just the truth. I feel like just because a song is popular and just because it's making waves doesn't make it a good song necessarily. Like, not everything should be getting a Grammy. I just feel like they're handing these things out like candy at this point. Not everybody really doesn't need one, especially not Lola Young. Like, she really just popped up on the scene, and she's not that great of a singer. Sorry, I said it. I saw a comment on Instagram that was like, she's just hooting and hollering, and I'm like, yeah. I love the girl, but no. Like, just, it's not going to cut it for me. But, there's some wiggle room here for me. So, the question that raises is, are artists nowadays bad? Because if I'm saying that a lot of artists didn't deserve the Grammys that they ended up getting, it's just like, well, are artists not nowadays just not as good? And this is like a never-ending debate that I have with my family, where we're always just like, music has changed. Where are we now? Everybody sucks. The machine, AI, it's going to take over the world. Like, you know, it's such a conundrum that I also feel there's once again some wiggle room there, and where I feel that comes from is the whole song and dance and charade routine. My example for this is Sabrina Carpenter. I believe that Sabrina Carpenter is a good singer. She's not a great singer. She's a good singer. And what makes her sound worse and what makes people think that she can't sing is the fact that she's always doing a song and dance on stage. If you think about any old artist who ended up being like one of the greatest of all time, they were never doing a backflip off of the Grammy stage. Like, it's just, everybody's kind of doing too much nowadays. And I feel like it's really raised the bar. And if you had looked up any old artists, like, think about the oldies. Think about, like, James Taylor, John Denver, the, I'm naming only men, Luther Vandross, Whitney. I mean, these are all great artists. And if you think about, like, any performance that you've ever seen them do live on YouTube or something, they were all standing or sitting. No one was doing a whole, like, dance number in front of everyone. Because it's exhausting and it strains your voice and it makes it hard to sing and it makes it hard to sound good. So obviously, an artist like Sabrina Carpenter is going to sound way worse if she's doing this whole number on stage with a whole bunch of hot guys. So it's why people are going to think that artists sound worse. And it happens a lot with not just Sabrina Carpenter, but other artists where, like Leon Thomas, for example, I also felt like he's an amazing artist. We saw him on Victorious growing up. I was just watching an episode of Victorious the other day, and I was like, wow, Leon Thomas has come such a long way. He makes amazing music. I love listening to his songs. I love watching him perform live. If I watch him sit down and do a Tiny Desk concert, he's going to eat every single time. But once he's on the stage in front of a ton of people and he's playing a guitar and he's also doing a little left and right movement, his voice is going to wiggle a little bit. And everybody's like, can he actually sing? Of course he can sing. He's tired, okay? Like, people just get tired. That's not to say that every artist on, like, that we have now can sing, which brings me back to the Lola Young example, where, like, as much as she does, I'm sorry, it's still hooting and hollering. Like, maybe she can work on it, and some people might end up being better artists as they just, like, continue to cultivate their craft. And I hope that for her. I hope she does great in the end. But I don't know. It's just, I think we also need to lower our expectations a little bit. There are also, in, like, this bubble of new artists, people who are just really, really good, though. And I'm going to write an essay, and it's going to be called In Defense of Benson Boone. I don't really like his music. I think there are like two songs that I thought were really good and I listened to, but then he started doing that whole what's that song, Moon Beam Ice Cream, and I really wanted to jump from a 30th story window. It's just, like, I don't know why he taps into the machine so freaking much. He's actually pretty good. Can you think about the fact that the guy can hold a note while he does a backflip? I mean, that's kind of impressive. I'm going to write an essay, and it's going to be called In Defense of Benson Boone, where I think that he's one of these enigmas that just exist, and he's, like, really, really talented. It's how we got people like Kelly Clarkson, like, people who went on these shows and became famous. Hopefully Star Search, that they're reviving on Netflix, ends up bringing somebody really good out of the mix, because I'm getting tired of all of these fast artists. My new bar is that if you're a singer, you're going to have to be able to sing. I'm going to come back to the second thought that I had, which is also a tangent, and we're going to get back to talking about Justin Bieber. All right. So the song that I just played was What Do You Mean? And this was a moment for music. It really was. This music video is a video that opens, it's got a Blade Runner type style to it. I'm pretty sure that's, like, exactly what it's based off of. I've never seen Blade Runner, but that's what I'm assuming it's based off of, because, like, I've seen the posters for it. Anybody seen the posters for Blade Runner, you would know that that's what this is for. That's what this is, like, copying. Where it's kind of got those, like, neon tones in the back, in the background, and everything looks super, super dramatic. Everybody's kind of zoomed in on each other's face, and it's, like, chronically raining all the time. it's all, everything's wet. So when the video opens, it says, in quotations, What Do You Mean? A film by Brad Furman, and who's it directed by? Sorry, guys, I'm talking a lot. It's been a while since I've been in here, and I told myself that I was just gonna go all in. Oh, it's by Brad Furman. Sorry. I'm like, a film by Brad Furman. And who made it? Brad Furman, you dingbat. So, What Do You Mean? The video opens with Justin Bieber, and he's doing an acting gig now. That's basically what this video is. And it's also starring, I forget this actor's name, it's Hector something. Is it Hector? Shoot, I might be wrong. I'm thinking of a different guy. Who was the actor in the What Do You Mean video? I thought his name was Hector. Oh, it's John. John Leguizamo. That's the guy in this video. And the plot is that, oh, it says his name 2 seconds later. If I would have just been patient, it would have popped up. So the plot is, what's happening is that it opens on the two of them and they're standing outside in the rain and they're getting drenched, but they're wearing normal clothes and stuff. And he's dangerous. I was about to call him Hector again. John, he's got this spider tattoo on his hand, and it looks like they're doing some skeevy stuff. I mean, if they're trying to be secretive, they're really bad at it because they're out in the open and everything. And they're leaning against this pole. It looks like it might be a stop sign. Stop sign! If you guys know that video, I'm sorry, it came out like word vomit. if you guys know that video, so they're leaning against the stop sign. I'm never gonna get through this. And Justin Bieber's on the other side, and they're talking to each other, and it looks like they're doing a deal. And what they say is, John goes, "You play with the fire, you just might get burned." And he gives something to Justin, and it looks like it might be a match, but the ones that like flick open, they're like the mechanical ones. I don't know if there's a name for that. A lighter? It's a lighter. I think it's a lighter. So he's got a lighter in his hand, and then he walks away. Justin leaves, and he goes to this motel room, and when he gets there, there's this girl. She's waiting there. She looks like a model, and he's drenched. And he kind of peeks through the door, and she opens it up, and she's like, "Oh, it's him." And then the video starts, and there's a cut scene to Justin. He's singing. This is the recurring scene that we're gonna get. And he's looking at the camera. He goes, "What do you mean?" And we lock it. Now we've got a video going. So the next scene is just they basically bang on the in the video. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but that's what happens. And right before it's about to happen, these guys wearing masks come in and they take Justin, they kidnap him, and it looks like they're about to take this girl too, and they start approaching her, but she starts fighting back. And then it goes to black right when they're about to grab her. I guess they just couldn't show it or something. But the next scene is Justin and this girl, and they wake up in the trunk of a car, and they're still like flirting with each other. At this point, I gotta admit, if I was the girl and we both ended up being kidnapped and I woke up in the back of a car and you were trying to be a little like sneaky with it, I'd be like, "Can you please lock in?" This is a do or die situation. I would have went straight the call mode. Like, I would have been kicking out taillights or something. Anything. He's like singing to her. Don't sing to me. Please, we need to get out of this situation. You still got that lighter on you? Like, that's what she needs to be acting like. So they get to a destination, and they're tied up, and they're trapped in this this warehouse, this abandoned warehouse. And I don't even know why they did the tie-up part, because they just end up taking it off 2 seconds later. They literally just take off the ties and, like, run away. And they're about to escape. This girl cannot run for who knows what. Like, and also Justin is not prepared for any of this. He's wearing like jeans and a hoodie. He was not ready for the mission that was about to go down, even though he fully knew what was gonna happen. He had a whole conversation about it. The music at this point kind of stops in the video, and he looks at the girl as they're escaping, and there's this like opening right when they open a door, and he goes, "Trust me, do you trust me? Like, trust me." And she's like, "I trust you." And they jump. And when they land on, like, a bunch of cushions. And this is where it gets weird. This is where it gets weird. So, I like, watched it and I was very confused. But, okay. When they land on the bunch of cushions, they get up and they climb off the cushions. It's basically, like, freaking Sky Zone. And when they look around, the people take off their mask. And John takes off his mask and It's him, you know? Like, it was revealed that it was him. And everybody's, like, laughing all of a sudden. They're like, "Good work, team. Good work, good work." And I'm like, what was the job that was supposed to get done? Justin shows up, and he ends up giving the lighter back to John. And it's just like, why would you give him the lighter only to kidnap him, only to give him the lighter back? What was the point of any of it? There was no money involved. There was no ransom. There was no, like, what was the motive? There was no reason to do any of it. And then it gets even worse. As they look around, they're in a underground skate rink. And everybody's like skateboarding. And the girl is now, she's giggling. She's like, this is the best day ever. But she just got kidnapped. She literally just got shellacked like 5 minutes ago. But she's waking up like everything is good and dandy. And now Justin, he's on his swag mode and he's like singing at the camera. And everybody's just having fun. It just turned into like an all night party. This was the whole Purpose era. And it didn't make any sense. I think Justin was just having fun. And that's probably what the point of this music video was. I'm going to look at the comments for a minute, though, just to see if anybody understands what the heck this music video was about. Because it actually makes no sense. This one says, I can imagine the amount of death threats this girl got just because she got a piece of Justin. Yeah, I guess. But can we talk about the video? No, yeah. This comment says, I'm crying, bruh. JB really did the kidnapping and then saved the girl. He just did a prank on her. Exactly. What was the point? What do you mean? Maybe that's the question. Hey, if I had a sound effect, it would be like, brum-tsh, and you guys would be laughing on the floor and everybody would crown me queen of radio. I am going way too slow and I haven't covered everything that I want to talk about, but I think that there's a song that I'm kind of interested in covering because this music video was less popular. It was still, I mean, every Justin Bieber music video is going to be a smash hit, but like if it gets 200 million views, it's like, that one didn't hit as hard. And that's just the life of JB. So this next video we're going to talk about is a song that also has Shawn Mendes on it. This is Monster, once again by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip? What if I fall? Then am I the monster? Just let me know. And what if I sin? And what if I
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, and tearing me down, tearing me down. I take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
That was Monster by Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. And we're talking about Justin Bieber until 8 o'clock today. Time goes by so fast in here. It feels like I'm in like an alternate dimension where everything just goes much quicker. As soon as I step in here, everything's just like... Sometimes I get surprised by the things that I say myself. I don't know. So it just, everything just like happens. I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it. And then I'm like, wow, that came out my mouth. Okay. I'm going to talk about Justin Bieber in 2 seconds, but I would like to talk about one more thing. And that was another thing that I put in my notes. Because I put about, like I said, I made notes about things that I wanted to talk about when I came in here, things that were just like on my mind, and I was like, I gotta get them out. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, once again, not related to Justin Bieber, is the band Fun. Remember the band Fun? Who remembers Fun? Like, okay, I'm gonna play. Everybody remembers this.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad
luck. Y'all remember that, right? Like, I have a hot take about Fun, and that hot take is that Fun was good. It was a good band, and they had like three good songs, three bangers, and then they fell off the face of the earth. I feel like I'm so disappointed at how they ended up. I mean, I heard a little bit of a story about how, what was I about to say? I heard a story about how the band became like less respected because of the main artist, which I don't remember his name, but I heard that they had some beef, and it was also with the guy from, what's his name? Jack Antonoff or something. I think that is exactly his name. I'm just like so irritated at what ended up happening with Fun. It just upsets me, you know? I feel like they had a different vibe. Like, what is the vibe of this type of music? War? What is this, war for millennials? Like, it was just weird, and it was kind of different, and I thought it was really, really cool. I don't know what happened to them, and like, it's just, it's so different. It had a very different vibe to it. The other thing that I want to mention about this band is like my little story with them and like related to how I knew who they were. Which I don't know if I should. Should I get into? Okay, here's what I'm gonna say. So I kind of like can't focus with them talking in the background. But when I was in middle school or elementary school or something, I think I was in middle school. Someone asked me like what my favorite song was, and I like sang Some Nights, and I sang that intro, and everybody dogged me. Everybody laughed at me for it. I feel like all my street cred like went out the window for saying that I liked Fun and I liked Some Nights. And I just want to know where all my Fun fans are at, because I know that they only have like 4 hit songs. And everybody's just like been living off of those. That and like We Are Young. Whenever We Are Young comes on in the bar. There was one time I went to the bar and like We Are Young came on 3 times in one night. And I sang it every single time. Like it was the first time I had heard this song. I was like, tonight, we are young. Are you guys not listening to what this guy is saying? I just want to know where everybody's at. It's what confuses me the most about it. So if there are any Fun fans out there, know I'm looking for you, and we exist. We are a small but mighty folk, and we exist. That's my tangent. I don't know. I felt like I really needed to say that. Like I told you, I kind of just say things when I come in here, and then I never know what's going to come out of my mouth until I say it. All right, so back to the Justin Bieber thing and talking about Monster in this music video. I felt like this was a very important music video for Justin Bieber and his career because it was the song that talked about what his career was like and how he had grown. I mean, we've seen so many phases for Justin, which is like, we saw his Light Skin era. We saw, was Light Skin era Purpose? Was that Purpose? No, that was Confident, right? Is it Confident? No, what was that called? I mean, the song was called Confident, but I think the album was called something else. He's, like, low-key still in his light skin era. I think he, like, came back to it. Now he's, like, an irritating light skin era, though. I can't remember what that album was called. Changes was such a bad era. Like, he went through bad parts, too. Oh, Journals. Journals was the light skin era. That was when we got All That Matters. The you know? That was good. There was Believe. There was his whole Christmas album, Never Say Never. What a moment. Pick it up, pick it up. I was born from the from the break. I messed it up. What did he say? I was born from the star. So I was born from a star. So the moon is where I land. I was born from the star. So the moon is where I land. You know, I read somewhere that someone was like, why did he say that when he should have said, I was born from the star. So the sun is where I land, you know, because he's the son of a star. He really missed, like, there was some wordplay there that was prime opportunity and he missed it. My World, the whole My World era, every single first song that we knew from him, Love Me, One Less Lonely Girl, Favorite Girl bumps. Favorite Girl is so freaking good. But I'm sorry, I'm taking away from Monster. But these are all such important songs because they led to Monster, where he really talks about where he came from. Where he comes into the song in such a different way. He goes, I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. That was bars. It was so freaking good. And then, like, the music video itself, I guess it wasn't as interesting, but it was still, like, really, really cool to see Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber side by side. He was also in this, like, part where he looked really good for a moment, where he had, like, the long hair thing going on. This was, like, post-light skin, so it was still kind of cute, you know? I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but how do I say this? Like, what's the word? It was necessary, I guess. And I feel like it kind of humanized him. There's so many things that Justin Bieber has done in his past, and I personally forgive it just because, like, it's my life and I can do whatever I want. Like, that video of him saying the N-word. Oh, I know. Everybody's like, whoa, I can't believe you just said that. I don't care. I actually don't care. I'm black. I can say what I want. There's, like, a video of him saying the N-word, but I thought it was really funny. I actually thought it was hilarious. And it is kind of like the guy was, like, 15, and he was on the internet, and then he just blew up, like, out of nowhere. And they just started talking about him. Like, he's still just a kid. Like, kids need to learn. And if you're on the internet and stuff, I mean, I can't say I would do the same. Of course, I'm not going to go saying slurs because I'm not stupid and I'm not, like, a white boy. But that's what the kid did, and it's kind of sad that he had to make all of those mistakes on a huge stage, and it's like, embarrassing, too, and no one wants that, and you have to live with that, and so I excuse a lot of the things that Justin Bieber ends up doing and, like, the way that he ends up being, because I'm just like, yeah, he was a part of the machine. It's like watching Britney Spears and, what's that girl's name from She Wants It, something, she's all that, no, she's the man. What's the girl? I want to say Lindsay Lohan, no. Amanda Bynes. Like, Amanda Bynes. Come on. Everybody, like, my parents love hating on, like, Amanda Bynes and Britney Spears when the girls shave their eyebrows and their heads and they go on a rampage. And it's like, well, if you put a camera in their face every single second of the day, I also would shave my head. I still wouldn't say that. I still wouldn't say a slur on the internet. But it's like, have a little level of forgiveness. And I feel like that's what that song did, and that's why it was important. Back to the music video, also, because I feel like I talk about music videos, I gotta talk about the music video, but, like, I don't know what to say. I feel like it's just a very raw and emotional, like, video. The way that it goes is that the landscape is, like, super foggy, and Shawn Mendes walks in, because, you know, he has the first verse, and there's this box that's in the middle of wherever they are. Like, this is Ghostland, it looks like freaking Twilight, everything's, like, blue, and next to the box are these steps, and he climbs up the steps and he sings the whole song and does a little lap around the perimeter of the box. And then as he's, like, he sings the song and he looks at the camera and stuff, he's, like, recalling moments from his life. And then Justin Bieber walks in, you know, I was 15 when the world put me, I gotta love it. You know, it's good. That's my favorite line, because it comes out like butter. It's so smooth. And then the two of them, they're walking on this box together, and they're just pacing as the camera moves around, trying to pick who to look at as they're, like, feeling their emotions. I gotta say, this is, I don't know if I love it or if I hate it for Shawn Mendes, because he's doing some weird things in the back. Like, it feels like he's trying to also copy Justin's swag, and it's just, it's like, it's Justin. You're never gonna have that swag, Shawn. He wants it so bad, but he's never gonna have it. He tried, though, and I think that it's a good attempt. Like, it's clear that he tried. He was also in this era of, like, long hair where, I don't know why guys do this, where they grow out their hair and it looks so good. And then they decide to shave it all off. And then, you know, Justin Bieber goes to the Grammys and he's in his tidy whiteies and no shirt on. I'm like, come on, dude. We're really trying to root for you, but you're making it hard. I need you to, like, put a little bit of effort in. There's this part where, like, the camera starts to spin around and, like, the thunder and lightning start coming in. It looks like it's going to rain. It doesn't rain at any point. Neither of them are soaking wet. But it's just, it's thunder, it's bright lights. And I think what's also kind of cool about it is that it seems like it's like a stage for them. Like, if you were to zoom out far enough, you would see an audience somewhere down. And I feel like they did a performance like this live, if I'm not mistaken. They did. They did this exact performance at the AMAs. I know I wasn't crazy, guys. I know what I'm talking about. Like, don't. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like it's a very important music video. Before I leave, hold on. Let me look at the comments super quickly to see if there's anything that I missed that somebody wanted to point out. MTV commented on this video saying, the authenticity in the lyrics they are singing make it even better. Love these guys. Of course you love them, MTV. They're paying your bills. Actually, listening to Justin's verse was actually so deep. I really feel like he went through things that he would never talk about since becoming a celebrity. It's so sad. Right, because Diddy. And I'm not going to say more. There's, like, so much that the boy probably went through. Poor kid. Where to begin? Where to end? I guess I just kind of have to stop there. Like, there's just so much to Justin Bieber that I'm never going to get to. And I always say I'm going to come back to an artist, and then I don't. It's sad. Like, this is how I have to leave Justin Bieber. I feel like I'm pulling a Britney again, but yeah, I'm not. I definitely did a way better job on him than I did Britney. So I'm going to leave with a Joe song. I know, we're switching it up. And this song I'm playing because it's my senior year, and this is like a graduation type song, you know? It's kind of making you feel what's that song by Mac Miller? It feels kind of like The Spins, like, to me. So this is Link by Joe, and have a great rest of your week.